92.5.
Hey, cutie.
We need eye contact. Miss Connections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. One is on a zombie dating app, where they really do look for brains before beauty.
That's a good point. It's the only place.
Brains!
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best Miss Connections they have to offer. This first one is titled, Let Me Be Your Donatello, Man for Woman 33, Target Parking Lot.
Ooh, Target.
It says, you were the shapely blonde carrying the extra large bag of cat food. I was the ginger-headed bro who had a giant pair of Ninja Turtle slippers in my cart.
Sick!
I had a feeling you weren't going for a Renaissance artist here.
I think you noticed them, so I said, cowabunga.
Oh my God.
In a sexy voice.
Still doesn't help.
Is it in a sexy voice?
You looked at me weird, so I repeated louder, cowabunga, dude. Gave you the hang loose sign.
Yeah.
I would be so confused.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Does he want to hang out? Does he like what?
You obviously don't know Ninja Turtle speak. Because you muttered something about me being some kind of dumb surfer under your breath.
Oh yeah, dude. Out of his league.
But your lame comments only sparked the fire inside of my inner turtle.
He's sticking with the turtle.
When you tried to leave, I laid across the hood of your car and asked if you wanted to share a pepperoni pizza with me and my brothers Leo and Mikey.
No, I'm calling the police. Get off my car.
Why do I think he really lives in a sewer, though?
Yeah, like, really?
Yeah.
You then yelled to get off your car and that you're not the kind of girl who's into multiple partners.
Oh, you did just ask if you wanted Mike to join.
Yeah, I mean.
I replied back saying, chill, senorita. I was just trying to get you out of your shell.
Drop it.
Yeah, he wanted this girl to be named April so badly.
So bad.
As I bust up laughing at my own joke, you peeled out and left me on the pavement with a few minor scrapes and cuts.
Okay.
Maybe if you see this, you'll realize that you freaked out for nothing.
Yeah.
And just missed the chance of a lifetime to get with a ripped adult who loves superhero animals. Hit me back or find me in the sewers. Sincerely, Donatello. LOL, JK, seriously, my real name's Philip.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, Phil.
Like
Phil wasn't one of the Ninja Turtles, so I understand why he went with Donatello instead.
This next misconnection is titled, To My Sweet Tooth, Woman for Man, 23, Candy Store.
Okay.
Ooh, candy
my age range.
Says, I was the candy girl employee with the white knee-high socks and enhanced lips.
Enhanced lips? What up, girl?
You were the guy who looked like a One Direction band member wearing True Religion jeans.
Oh, no.
Tight fit.
Oh, no. That hurts.
Oh, yikes.
I walked over to you and asked if you needed help. You told me you were looking for some sweets that would be good for a kid's party. First of all, I didn't believe you.
What?
I think you were just there to ask me out.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, I played along with your silly little game and told you only two things in the store would be good for a kid's party. Pop rocks, and the other thing is, well, not for sale.
Oh,
what?
That is awesome. Same. Great combo.
That is awkward. Yeah. That is not good for a kid's party.
No, Brooke, I'll tell you about that later.
After that, you said you'd just take the pop rocks.
Yes,
so I
kids.
Teased back and said, are you sure?
Oh, my gosh.
You really
like
shouldn't have.
Yeah. He's like, no, really, my mom sent me here because my little brother is turning 12.
Yeah.
Like,
leave me alone.
You said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. So I said, well, what if I gave you half off that special other thing?
Jeez.
Oh, wait. Wow.
You laughed and said, no, just the pop rocks, please. I have to go. So eventually, I got what you were saying.
Yeah.
Rang up your pop rocks and then gave you my number.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you're not playing hard to get with me.
No.
Don't even try, because I invented hard to get.
I don't think you did. I think you invented the opposite of that, whatever the opposite is.
Yeah,
seriously, when you come back into the store and ask for that special thing, it might be all sold out.
Oh.
I don't think he'll ever be back.
But it might not.
But it might not.
But it might not, so come back.
Come by soon. It's signed Saffron with a PH.
Ooh, Saffron.
This next misconnection is titled, The Lord Works in Mysterious Ways. Man for Woman, 45, Chapel, North End of Town.
Okay.
It says, I was the pastor who had the distinct pleasure of presiding over your marriage ceremony last weekend.
What?
His voice scares me. Why are you on Craigslist misconnections?
I just wanted to say, you looked absolutely stunning in that dress.
She was in a bridal gown.
In fact, I've conducted hundreds of blessed events in my time, and you were easily the most breathtaking bride I'd ever seen.
Ooh. Oh, come on, buddy.
After the ceremony, I sat at one of the back tables, eating my dry chicken, trying to read the connection between you and your new husband. And you know what? Being an expert in the field.
Oh, I bet. Yep.
I honestly don't see it.
Yeah. Oh, shocker.
Didn't see that one coming.
That's why, before I left, I gave that cautionary speech about the lamb who wandered too far from the safety of the herd.
What?
And how the noble herdsman would never let that happen.
Okay.
Wait, is she the sheep?
Yeah.
Why does she gotta be the animal in this analogy?
The good herdsman is usually a lot older and wiser than the other lambs.
This is a bastard, like.
And creepier.
Yeah.
So he knows how to feed them, care for them, and even shave them.
What?
Right?
What did you just say?
I think you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. Get out of the room.
You want to shave her sheep?
If you're having second thoughts about the commitment you just made,
what?
Please respond, because I believe that the Lord has some big plans for you.
Oh. Wow.
And those plans involve me dressing you up like a sheep.
What? That is very literal, sir. Very literal.
It says, go in peace, Pastor R. Parentheses. You know who I am.
Unfortunately.
I would say ooh, but that's too sheep-like. So
those are your Craigslist misconnections for the week.
Wow.
Shudder.
Yeah.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.